Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, October 29, 2009, Forbes magazine reports that Michael Jackson had earned about $72 million since his death on June 6th. That was good enough for third place on their list of dead celebrities making the most money. Fashion designer Yves Saint Laurent came in first at $350 million. Songwriters Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein were second with $235 million, and Elvis was fourth, earning $55 million. On this day in 2005, the four original wax heads of the Beatles that were used for the cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band were auctioned off after being discovered in a back room at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in London. The winning bidder pays $127,000 for the set. On this day, in 2003, research by Professor James Kolaris of the University of Cincinnati College of Business Administration finds that songs get stuck in our heads because they create a brain itch that can only be scratched by repeating a tune over and over. Songs such as the Village People's YMCA and the Baha Men's Who Let the Dogs Out own their success to their ability to create a cognitive itch. On this day in 1990, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announces their newest inductees, The Byrds, Laverne Baker, John Lee Hooker, The Impressions, Wilson Pickett, Jimmy Reed, and Ike and Tina Turner. On this day in 1977, a 30-year-old rocker named Marvin Lee Aday, who uses the stage name Meatloaf, releases his landmark album, Bat Outta Hell. Since that time, the LP has sold over 43 million copies worldwide. On this day in 1971, Dwayne Allman of the Allman Brothers is killed when he loses control of his motorcycle on a Macon, Georgia street while trying to swerve to avoid a tractor trailer. He was 3 weeks shy of his 25th birthday. And on this day, October 29, 1967, an American tribal love rock musical opens off-Broadway at the Public Theater in New York's East Village. The show moves to Broadway in April 1968 and runs for 1,750 performances, closing on July 1st, 1972. The play's original cast album spawns four hit singles. What are they? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day in 1967, Hair, advertised as the American Tribal Love Rock Musical, opens off-Broadway at the Public Theater in New York's East Village. The show moved to Broadway in April 1968 and runs for 1,750 performances, closing on July 1st, 1972. The play's original cast album spawned the hit singles Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In, Good Morning Starshine, Easy to Be Hard, and the title, Here's the Cowsills and Hair.
She asked him why.
Why I'm a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and
night.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low, but don't ask me why,
'cause he don't know.
It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead.
Show it,
long as I can grow it by
too short. Down.